This is biblical level destruction. And the city of LA is hosting the Olympics in 4 years. There's no way we can showcase LA to the world. A full federal takeover is needed. Invoke the Stafford Act. The state's overwhelmed. Martial law might have to be declared. Martial law might have to be declared.
This is the Nations Conspire channel. Welcome to today's show. It is January 15th, 2025, and the fires in California have been going on for well over a week now. And you're starting to see where this is headed towards. You have the conservatives on board calling for martial law. And there's a lot of things that are circling around LA that they want you to hear about, including arsonists on the loose who are continuing to ignite fires, leading people in the complete opposite direction of what's really happening in Los Angeles. Because if you think that a bunch of arsonists whose motive is what? What's their motive to burn down Los Angeles? Well, they don't have a motive, right? But they've just decided to go and light places on fire all around Los Angeles County, and they just continue to do it. What did they form? A militia quietly without the government knowing, where you can't even breathe without the government knowing in the year 2025? As if I was going to talk online and say, we should all get together somewhere and meet and talk privately, like the government wouldn't be the first ones there before any of us even arrived. Well, of course, that is what the reality of the world is, but people aren't living in reality, and they actually think that arsonists at random can cause houses to burn to the ground while trees just naturally remain up. The aerial shots they've shown us of all these trees, it just shows you how dumb people are. And anyone out there who's trying to argue that, well, trees don't burn, there's water inside the trees. Oh, yeah. Okay, so what exactly is a forest fire? Do forest fires start and then just go out because none of the trees can catch fire? Oh, is it only just dry trees in forest fires that actually burn? I mean, the narrative here that people are talking about are just make-believe narratives, talking about palm trees not being able to burn when palm trees are very capable of burning directly to the ground. This is people not wanting to believe the truth and wanting to believe that this is like a movie where you have Democrat arsonists, rebellious punks running amok in California, and then Big Brother needs to come in and save the day. This is the narrative that they're putting out there. And this is all about what you just heard, martial law. And it's amazing how people can hear Jesse Waters on Fox News talk about martial law and actually think that it's a good thing. We have conservatives now who have been fearing of a police state, talking about a new world order, who are now openly accepting a new world order because the new world order and the police state are under the president that they like versus the president that they don't like. But they just don't realize that the president that they like is one and the same with the president that they don't like. Does that make sense? Yeah, because they're all working together, nations conspiring as one. So we have the fires continuing after week, and this makes perfect sense, right? As the fires continue, the number one goal isn't to get the fires out. The number one goal isn't to stop it from spreading. The number one goal is to go on the news, to have your governor and your mayor rolled around with their hair perfectly combed. This is all done by design, of course. And talking about what? Reimagining LA 2.0 and California needing a Marshall Plan to rebuild. You gotta love how cutesy they are, right? Because they write Marshall, M-A-R-S-H-A-L-L. So everybody out there is like, what's a Marshall Plan? And they're looking up what a Marshall Plan is. But they're really talking about a Marshall Plan, as in M-A-R-T-I-A-L, as in martial law. And Gavin Newsom, while the fires are continuing to burn, has issued an executive order to clear the path for rebuilding. Anyone out there that's not figuring this out yet, I mean, you have a governor who is elected to represent the people and protect the people. The entire state and the biggest city in his state that's on fire, it's burning. And you're going to try to pave a path to rebuild before you even put the fire out, right? Because that makes sense to absolutely no one. Listen to him talk on television. And what, I mean, these people are so slimy. I mean, it's amazing that we even allow these people to pretend that they're elected in the first place. But what's even more amazing is that you have Democrats and you have Republicans who defend these actors who go on TV. And look at them act. Look at his mannerisms, his hand gestures, how he's speaking. It couldn't be more phony. But that's what these people are. They're all frauds on both sides of the aisle. And listen to him talk again about a Marshall Plan and LA 2.0.
My humble position, and it's not just being naively optimistic, that only reinforces the imperative moving quickly, doing in the spirit of collaboration and cooperation. President of the United States, Donald Trump, to his credit, was helpful in getting the Olympics to the United States of America to get it down here in LA. We thank him for that. This is an opportunity for him to shine, for this country to shine, for California and this community to shine. The opportunity with all of that and all that opportunity and that pride and spirit that comes from not just hosting those three iconic games and venues, but also the opportunity, I think, to rebuild at the same time. And that's why we're already organizing a Marshall Plan. We already have a team of looking and reimagining LA 2.0. And we're making sure everyone's included, not just the folks on the coast, people here that were ravaged by this disaster.
You just said you're organizing a Marshall Plan for the rebuilding of California. What is that Marshall Plan? Tell us about this Marshall Plan.
We're just starting to lay out. I mean, we're still fighting these fires. So we're already talking to city leaders. We're already talking to civic leaders. We're already talking to business leaders and nonprofits. We're talking to labor leaders. We're starting to organize how we can put together a collection of individuals on philanthropy for recovery, how we can organize the region, how we can make sure that we are seeking federal assistance for the Olympics more broadly, but also federal assistance for the recovery efforts, and how we can galvanize the community with folks that love this community to really develop a mindset so that at scale, we're dealing with the scope of this tragedy and responding to it at scale with efficiency, like the executive order I talked about, time value of delivering projects, addressing building codes, addressing permitting issues, and moving forward to rebuilding and being more resilient. That's why we're already organizing a Marshall Plan. We already have a team of looking and reimagining LA 2.0.
So they're talking about LA 2.0. At the same time, of course, we know that they told us 5 years ago that Smart LA 2028 is LA 2.0. And as I mentioned previous times, you aren't going to get people on board to rebuild their lives, to tear down their homes, to shut down their businesses, unless you do something along the lines of sabotage, like burning someone's business to the ground, or causing a virus in people's minds so that people lock themselves inside and businesses were forced to go out of business, you know? It's called sabotage. It's called sabotage. That's what this should really be called, sabotage 2.0, right? Because we just had sabotage 1.0 back in 2020, and now we're seeing another sabotage occurring where people's homes are being lit on fire, and they're telling you, of course, that it's arsonist. So when he says Marshall Plan, M-A-R-S-H-A-L-L is what they're trending online, right? So all these mainstream media outlets are going, Gavin Newsom vows for a Marshall Plan and suspending environmental laws to help rebuild LA. So if you actually look up what they're spelling out, the Marshall Plan, spelt that way, was a U.S. initiative to provide foreign aid to Western European countries after World War II. The plan was announced by Secretary of State George Marshall in a speech at Harvard in 1947. The plan's official name was the European Recovery Program. So is he referencing this? Is that what Gavin Newsom is referencing? Because clearly when they're talking about it, M-A-R-S-H-A-L-L, this is what they expect people to do. What is this Marshall Plan? They look this up. Oh, or is that what he's calling for? Is he calling for aid from foreign countries, right? Are we calling for some money back from Ukraine? Is this what they want people to think? That's not what he's talking about. He's talking about martial law. And the conservatives are talking about it too. And the conservatives are finally on board because they've gotten so worked up and gaslit over the 4 years about what's happened in LA and all the politics of the celebrities and the insane things that they endorse and say and how they dress and how they act. And then, of course, the government controlled leaks of flight logs and Puff Daddy parties. And everybody out there wants LA destroyed. And that's natural. These people are wicked people. There's no denying that. But do you see how psychologically they twist this to make people who used to stand against martial law, who would have said 4 years ago if they tried to bring in martial law during the outbreak, they would have went nuts over it? Well, now they're saying, yeah, we probably need martial law in California. For anyone that doesn't know, Martial law is the temporary replacement of civilian rule with military authority. It's usually enacted during an emergency, emergencies when civilian law enforcement is unable to maintain order. When's martial law declared? During war, natural disasters, civil unrest. And what happens? The military commander has unlimited authority to make and enforce laws. Civilian legal processes are suspended. Civilian rights are often temporarily suspended, and martial law is extended to the civilian population. So just because there's criminals running amok in LA, if they declare martial law and you live in Los Angeles County, you might say, that's great. That's great. Let's go after these arsonist boogeymen that they're making up, but not talking about the technology and how they're actually burning all these places to the ground. Sure, let's go after them. And then they show up at your door and they say, hey, we're under martial law rule here. They say, wait a minute, that doesn't apply to me, right? Martial law is for those people out there who are looting and robbing, right? No, it's for everyone. You're now under our authority. And we've decided that you need to leave your home now. And when you come back, well, guess what? Your home won't be here. Because since your home survived the fires, well, we'll make sure we demolish your home. So when you come back, you don't have one anymore. And of course, then we could start providing you with FEMA housing. And if you don't think it's headed that way, look at the stories that are out there. Because you have to connect the dots with this stuff, right? So if you just look at everything out there, Marshall Plan, right, that he's talking about, which makes no sense in regards to the Marshall Plan from World War II. It's not what he's referencing, clearly. You have Fox News and the conservative media saying the federal government needs to come in and clean it up. We need martial law, right? Then you have this, Kamala Harris's home. Burglary reports amid Los Angeles fire. So people are breaking into Kamala Harris's home. Oh, man, we've got people all over the place burglarizing, price gouging, looting, scamming, right? Oh, we have arrests of over 40 people in Santa Monica, Los Angeles County, 9 charged with looting people's homes. Utter chaos is what they're advertising to you, right? On top of that, what else are they advertising to you? They're advertising to you that there are some scumbags walking around. Of course, they're going to give you the mindset that these are illegals who are doing it. That's what they want you to believe, so they could literally shut down that southern border for the time being and open up that northern border and really just make us one big North America union, right? Well, they want you to believe in this arsonist thing so much so that even actors are offering bounties to civilians out there for reporting arsonists.
There's guys lighting fires out there, make this shit worse. They just caught somebody, we're pretty sure was lighting fires, walking on the blowtorch, they let him go. So if you can find someone lighting a fire and you catch somebody, and you can get the cops to bust them and throw them in jail, I'll give you $5,000. So keep your eyes peeled and do what you can out there. Don't fake it, though. No staging. Let me know.
Of course, that's David Spade, another Hollywood celebrity who's getting out there, right? Trying to help people out, tell people, hey, I'll give you some money if you go out there and you maybe go arrest somebody or call the police on somebody who's committing arson, right? And of course, this is all about bringing in martial law, because when you hear things like that, when you hear celebrities calling on civilians to go and find people, right, you'll start hearing stories of civilians going after people, and the government will say, this is just chaos in Los Angeles. You have civilians going after other civilians, trying to arrest other civilians because the police aren't there, because the police are preoccupied with the fire, so we really just need to get the military in there, and everyone's going to agree and applaud, right? And this isn't the first time we've heard rumors of martial law, specifically in Los Angeles. Of course, there's a lot of predictive programming with martial law in movies and television shows occurring in Los Angeles, of all the places, right? We have Martial Law the movie, Martial Law the TV show.
Los Angeles is a city under siege. Lead a new elite police force. Fighting crime their own way.
And it's very, very clear that we're headed towards this, right? On top of all that, here's the other narrative that's out there. Are speculators buying up properties after the LA fires? Well, the LA fires aren't even out yet. And we're talking about LA 2.0, rebuilding it. We're talking about, I mean, it's pretty incredible. We're talking about martial law, right? We're talking about land grabs while the fires still burn. You would think that the number one narrative would be, let's get the fires out first, and then we'll figure out what's going on. Let's get as many firemen in from as many states as possible. You know, all these things, right? If this was really occurring naturally and the government didn't want it to occur, right? Say organically a real fire occurred in Washington. You think this is how they'd handle it? Huh? Don't you think they'd be flying up planes, cloud seeding to make it rain on the spot, right? Like that, you know, remember that NASA thing that they didn't want you to see where they literally were making big clouds? Because, you know, NASA, you think they're actually going to space. I mean, come on. What world are you living in? You're not living in this reality if you think they're going to the moon. You know, NASA with the cloud seeding, making those giant clouds. Anyone remember that?
This is the loudest sound you could possibly conceive. And as it turns out, the cleanest. That cloud up there, which was generated by the engine, is just a mixture of hydrogen and oxygen. It's water vapor. And in about an hour's time, someone in Mississippi is going to get wet washing. It will actually rain.
I told you. It's raining.
NASA's playing God. It's making its own weather.
Right, those big clouds appearing and then just making it rain. Don't you think that they would be doing that? Over a situation like this, you'd say, well, you have the technology to make it rain. I mean, let's make it rain. Let's make it rain. Let's bring in as many planes from as many states. Let's get all these states in. I mean, there's many things that common sense logic would do here, right? Containing the fire would be the number one thing that even the dumbest person would say. The dumbest person on the planet would say, well, you know, if you went up to them and then it's like, well, we probably should stop the fire, right? You're talking about rebuilding. You're talking about LA 2.0. You're talking about the Olympics. While the fire is still burning, right, because they don't actually want to stop or contain the fire. It's deliberately spreading, and they have your mind on all these other issues, like the Olympics, like Gavin Newsom, how incompetent he is. Remember, that's the narrative that they want out there. They want you to think about all these other things. They want you to think about how incompetent these people are. It's deliberately done. They're deliberately having all these celebrities like Mel Gibson go on the news, and what are they saying? These guys are idiots. They need to be held accountable. They're stupid. This is the theme that's out there. And even the liberal media, well, maybe they didn't do a good enough job. Maybe we need to elect better people. If you actually knew that they weren't incompetent, if you actually knew that they were competent and they allowed it to happen, what do you think the response would be? What do you think the response would be? That's why they've been playing the bumbling idiot fools. That's why they've been pushing DEI and all these ridiculous things with the gender ideologies. So that you accept the narrative that they're giving you, that this is happening because of stupidity. When the fact of the matter is, if you were told that these people were lighting cities on fire deliberately, do you think that we'd be watching the news right now? Or do you think that civilians would be making citizens' arrests and handling this like it was the Wild Wild West days? That's what would be occurring. That's why it was so important to make the Democrats look like complete fools. So while they knock this country down and sabotage cities and sabotage people's lives, that you just chalk it up as being incompetent instead of realizing the left and right are working together to destroy. But they don't want you to revolt against it. So by accepting that they're dumb and they're doing these things because they're idiots, you just shrug your shoulders and go, oh man, these people are such fools. But if they looked competent and they looked the part and they stood on TV and they said, yeah, we set these fires and we're burning them, we're killing you. You don't think that the majority of civilians would stop seeing skin color and gender and political affiliation and they would rise against it? Of course they would. That's why they want the narrative out there. So if you didn't hear this with the speculators buying up properties, I mean, he's talking about this while fires are these fires are raging still. This is days ago, Gavin Newsom, and watch his, you know, his shoulders. I mean, this Tavistock behavior of how these guys are trained to talk. You know, it's an influential, manipulative way they speak with their hands. They tell you this stuff like, well, this is general public speaking. Those are manipulation tactics, okay? So here's Newsom, you know, dancing on the news, laughing, smiling ear to ear about how he talked to that other world economic stooge from Hawaii about people buying up land.
We're dealing with a myriad of issues. I was just talking to Josh Green, the governor down in Hawaii, who had some ideas around some land use concerns he has around speculators coming in, buying up properties, and the like. So we're already working with our legal teams to move those things forward, and we'll be presenting those in a matter of days, not just weeks.
Right. So this is a top concern. Well, of course it is, because this is the way that it goes, right? And they don't need to buy up the land. Remember, the government could come in And if your home survived these fires, if you didn't have smart meters, if you were smart enough to build your home a certain way, you notice how all the, you know, fire, the chimneys, the brick are still standing, and these homes are crumbled to the ground. Think about how dumb of a country we are, how we allow our homes to be built. For anybody out there who doesn't know, you think it's normal to build our homes with sticks? I mean, you can read the Three Little Pigs, right? Is it Three Little Pigs? Right? Build it with sticks, and they finally build it with brick. Think about America and the homes that we built here, right? We pay hundreds of thousands of dollars. That's what people pay for homes. And you build it with pretty much sticks, right? You ever see the frame of a house? Right? Not built to survive any of this stuff. Go to, you know, another country. They build it with stone. They don't have to worry about weather modification as much because there's foundations, right? Kind of funny in a sense. You see how these homes, a lot of them are still standing. The bricks in the homes, I should say. The chimneys in the homes are still standing. But he's laughing. He finds it amusing. He's on the phone talking about people buying up the land. And what ended up happening in Lahaina, by the way, right? Since he was calling on Mr. Green for advice, what happened to the land and the people there? Well, the Lahaina Community Land Trust was created, right? You know, you just put a name on it, Lahaina Community Land Trust. You never find out who's really behind it. You know, Vanguard and BlackRock and the corporations and the people. You just hear, oh, there's a community land trust. Community, that sounds nice. Community as in communism. And it says, you know, the LCLT is a nonprofit that buys land from residents who don't want to rebuild, right? Well, they make it impossible for you to rebuild. Right? Because the insurance refuses to cover it, or the insurance pulls out ahead of time, or they just make it impossible for you to be able to rebuild your home. And then what ends up happening, right? Don't worry, Big Brother's here for you after they burn your home to the ground. They burn your home to the ground. They smile at you. They say, look, it's probably not the best for you to rebuild. We'll take over the land. We'll give you 10 cents. We'll give you 1 cent on the dollar for it. But here's a new home for you, right? Because remember, recently I covered what actually ended up happening in Lahaina that they don't talk about, is all those people whose homes burn. Well, here they are in their prison community, right? Looks real nice.
We're at Hilahana, which is a site we've built with temporary housing to assist those that have been displaced by the fire in Lahaina. This site has 167 units and is comprised of 1, 2, and 3-bedroom units that we will be housing individuals that were displaced by the fire for the next years to come until we could eventually get them into permanent housing. Today is the grand opening of this site, and we will be leasing in the first families here, and it's exciting because we'll be able to bring families in here that have been in our temporary housing program, and it provides a stable housing source to individuals impacted by the fires. It allows them to not only have that stability of housing, but it's close to Lahaina where they were. So from a community standpoint, it will allow the community that was displaced to come back together and have stable housing for years to come. Everything we do here in response to the fire is built on the strong partnerships, whether it is amongst the federal agencies, for example, the Corps of Engineers, who's been instrumental in managing this project, or the different private contractors that are local here from Maui that have helped build this site. We've worked very closely with the state and the county in building this site out, and they've helped us significantly as we work together to provide the site. This investment here by the federal government and cooperation with the state, local government, and the contractors on the island starts to provide that stability to help survivors recover from this fire. And so this is kind of a beacon to help us really start the long-term recovery and the rebuilding that's happening right around us. Everything in Hawaii is about Ohana. It's about family and community. And this is critical to the mayor's vision of allowing the community to come back together, to come back to an area that was destroyed by a devastating fire, but to come back in a way that is in a safe, secure environment that's going to provide them housing until we could ultimately rebuild behind them. And so this really helps bringing that community, that Ohana, back together.
Might slap a little, you know, you can't put lipstick on a pig, can you? I mean, look at these little prison cells. And people out there would say, I would die to live in a place like that. Oh, yeah. You die to live in a controlled, gated community where, remember, in these FEMA camps, okay, you're not free. You're under FEMA law, FEMA rules. And when there's another outbreak, and FEMA tells you got to stick something in your body, you got to do it. Otherwise, you're evicted from your FEMA home. Oh, and if you're a disturbance in the area, like maybe if you're talking conspiracy around to one of your neighbors about how they burned your homes down and gets back to FEMA, well, they're going to evict you, right? You're not living freely. They're not giving you a free home. They're putting you in a prison. It's a modern day prison. And look how ridiculous our world is now, right? Slap a little neon blue paint on it. Oh, isn't that nice? You see people out there like, this is great for the people in Lahaina. They're so dumb. Yeah, is it great? You got your house burned to the ground by the government who deliberately burnt your home to the ground, refused to insure your home, refused to rebuild your home, but threw you in a prison cell that they built for you, which is about the size of, you got four kids. Yeah, that's really a lot of living space for you. And now, of course, you're under FEMA law and FEMA rule. That's what the future looks like. That right there is the future. They're going to continue to come into cities. They're going to continue to do that. And then people are going to be displaced into places like that. That's what you're going to see. That's what you're going to hear. But what you're going to hear in the meantime, as LA burns, is about rebuilding. And of course, that's been the plan from the get-go. Smart LA, LA 2.0, right? Marshall Plan. Now, what is that Marshall Plan? Can you believe we're talking about this? Where he says Marshall Plan, like you heard earlier. That Gavin Newsom can go on TV and say, well, we've got a Marshall Plan in the works. And then you have the media spelling Marshall, M-A-R-S-H-A-L-L. You have it trending online. Trending. And people are like, what is this Marshall Plan? They're looking it up. They think it's this 1947 economic plan. Yeah, we're going to get some aid from other countries. You're going to send America aid, right? Is that what Newsom's talking about? Right? That's after a war, by the way. Are they declaring that we're under war? Because, I mean, they might as well. We are under war from within. So what do people think? I mean, Ukraine's going to send us some money, Russia, China. Oh, no. So he's not referencing that, right? He's referencing martial law. And so is the conservative media. Because they've got everyone convinced. They're like, there's guys running around with needles. They got Mexicans, illegals running around there. You know, Newsom let all these guys in. They let all this stuff happen. Like, we got to clean this up with Trump's federal government, right? With Trump's federal government. A lot's going to change the second he goes in. We got the North American Union. We have threats of martial law, right? We have this ban of travel that is imminent here. I mean, if you haven't heard the narrative out there, pushing this travel ban, passports, and all this other stuff, you're looking at digital ID, changing the way we travel to confirm that you're illegal. I mean, it's going down. You know, we're headed towards this. We're at 2025, Agenda 2030, some believe was moved to 2025. And all this chaos has occurred 15 days into the year. 15 days. You have celebrities calling on civilians to go and arrest arsonists. If you think an arsonist can cause fires like this by lighting a match, right? That's another thing. Let's just be clear here, right? Because you have all these stupid people who are like, the tree, not all the trees are going to burn. Oh, so now homes are flammable. So if you had a lighter and you were going to start a fire, right? You start a fire. Like, so you were going to build a fire and you have a lighter. You need a little tinder, right? You put it underneath the logs. You got to light it, let it get hot, get the flame up, right? Then you got the wood. Oh, okay. Well, you need, you know, tinder, right? Now, apparently people now believe that trees are not a form of something you could light and start a fire with, right? As if the trees wouldn't just catch fire, which is utter insanity, right? The whole notion of a forest fire is what? It starts in a forest, right? A wildfire starts with the tree. So where are the arsonists starting the fires? Are they just lighting each house on fire? Could somebody explain this to me? Are they running gasoline between the homes and then each house is catching and then the gasoline streak is running to the next home? Why is it that each of these homes is catching fire? None of the trees are. Right? None of the surrounding area is. Just the homes. The homes are burning down. The trees are standing. And then they tell you it's an arsonist. An arsonist, of course, with no motive whatsoever. What's the motive? Oh, the motive is that they're illegal aliens and they hate Donald Trump, so they're going to burn their most liberal city to the ground. The one that wants to be a smart city first in America, right? The stuff that people come up with to defend the system. They're coming up with these narratives to defend the government, right? It's the Matrix quote, right? They will defend this thing. They're so locked in. The quote is, the Matrix is a system. That system is our enemy. But when you're inside, you look around. What do you see? Businessmen, teachers, lawyers, carpenters. Many of them are so inured, so hopelessly dependent on the system that they will fight to protect it. And they're using the most ridiculous knowledge you could possibly imagine. I had somebody comment on my video about, you know, the smart meters. And you, they're just like, you're ridiculous. How could you say this kind of stuff? You go over there, they have their own channel, right? Their own embarrassing dork channel, where all they're doing is reviewing all this technology that's enslaving us and how wonderful it is. And you look at the guy, I mean, just losers, you know, they just get obsessed with this stuff and review it. And they're like, we should get there. Oh yeah, this is the great. Oh, look at my phone. Oh, I have no life, right? It's like, the smart meters don't do that, man. I mean, this is the most common logic, is that these smart meters that have lithium batteries can get too hot, and can be controlled from an outside source that can cause them to blow up. So it's not a question of the science around it. Then you're questioning the mind, somebody could be so sick to do it, right? So that really is just people not wanting to believe that these people who show up on TV in a suit and tie are sick enough to commit mass genocide. Oh, and they are, right? But what do you need to do? See a picture of Hitler? See a picture of Stalin? Is that what you need to do in order to believe it? Need to see a picture of Jeffrey Dahmer pressing the button that lights the houses on fire? These people are the sickest people you can imagine. The stuff you've heard from some of these parties with Diddy, and it's nothing. Nothing compared to what they really do. Nothing. Okay? They look at you as ants. Their books teach this stuff that we're cattle. Okay? So people need to just start realizing this. That's really what the hardest part is. Because people are defending the tree. Oh, man, the trees are just wet. Right? Oh, so all of Los Angeles is annihilated. But it's just the homes, right? And the only home, there's a couple homes left, right? They won't tell you why those are left. They'll come up with theories. I mean, CNN's already spreading theories as the foundations of those homes are why it's still standing. They're not going to tell you it's because they don't have a smart meter. They opted out, right? Not going to tell you that. Not going to tell you about why these Santa Ana winds are churning so fast, right? There's like an arsonist lit a fire. Okay. And how did the fire spread? Oh, the fire. So what do you do? He went up to a dumpster, a tree, and he just lit it on fire with a match and some gasoline. And then the Santa Ana winds conveniently picked up, right? Oh, okay, right. Now, we know the Santa Ana winds picked up. That's a fact. I mean, people have reported that, civilians, abnormal Santa Ana winds. You could see the Santa Ana winds, how they're swirling, okay? But that's not the Santa Ana winds, okay? That's controlled weaponized weather. Remember, you know, controlling the weather by 2025? Well, you don't think that means wind? You know, the easiest thing for them to do is create wind at this point. I mean, creating wind is like, you know, blowing their nose. I mean, they could create wind at any point in time. I mean, they're making 60 tornadoes a day in some states. So the wind is obviously deliberate, and they knew they could blame it on the Santa Ana winds so that people out there weren't suspicious about it. But this is man-made, and now you have martial law potentially coming into play in California, and I fully believe that we will see martial law. We've talked about it for a long time, police state, and how they can integrate a police state, and it's going to be things like this. We're going to see more and more chaos. We're going to see more and more organized sabotage with the weather, blamed on the climate, blamed on an arsonist, whichever narrative they think, you know, people will believe. And obviously, they've been, and I'll do separate videos on this, they've been gauging the climate stuff and seeing how people aren't accepting it. So they need other, you know, narratives out there to float. And everyone's believing the arsonist narrative. The conservatives love the arsonist narrative because it fits right in with their whole illegal, and they didn't even realize that's what they want them to feel. Because they want them to have a digital ID. They want them to call for the illegals to be removed from the country, and they're the ones responsible for all the crime. And they don't even realize they're calling on their own enslavement. So martial law could be in the works here. It's looking more and more like it. Prayers again for anybody out there who is a civilian affected by these events. Obviously, these are real things that are occurring that the government is creating, wanting you to think it's all these other things. But, eventually it's coming for all of us. I mean, there's no hiding from what they're doing. Unless you build a home, you have the money to build a home, build it the right way, you know, put things in to block your home from getting electromagnetic pulses sent at it, which I'll cover in a separate video as well. But, you know, weaponized weather is a real thing, and they're going to be using it all the time on all of us and getting away with it. That's what that's the saying, right? Silent weapons for quiet wars. Well, we're at war, all right. The government's already declared it. I thank everyone for being here. Hope you're all doing well. God bless you and your families as always.